Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we are into the summer schedule. People are going on vacations and taking trips, and you, Mr. Bentley, have quite an important trip coming up as well.
Dave, I'm so excited. On behalf of all of our financial partners who make it possible, I will be going back to Africa this summer. I'll be visiting four countries, and I get the privilege of taking the new material that we've developed so that the poor and illiterate can understand God's financial principles. I'll get to show those stories and begin to prepare to release them into the continent of Africa. It's so exciting for me, Dave. It's the culmination of a dream that God gave me over 7 years ago.
Well, what is that new material?
Well, that new material is the short film series where we're able to take God's word and his financial principles and put them in visual media or film so that if you cannot read, you can see the story unfold in your mother language. And we've tested it, and we're going back to some of the original places where God put that burden on my heart. I cannot wait, and I will report to our listeners what we learn as a result of this next trip to Africa.
And what dates are you going to be there?
Dave, I'm going to be there the first couple of weeks of June, so they can get a report when I get back later in June. Also, our listeners are going to be able to order the short films themselves as we begin to release them in September of this year.
Well, that's very exciting. And you know, Chuck, as you go off to Africa and minister over there, we have an opportunity. In fact, today we'll be hearing from Jose Delgado, who is reaching out to the Latino community all around the world, and we're going to hear from him today.
Well, we're going to interview Jose Delgado because he has such an important work in a growing segment of the world's population, including right here in the U.S. You know, the U.S. Hispanic population will triple by 2050. Experts say we'll go from 14% of the U.S. population. In 40 more years, they will be 29%, almost 30%, or a third of the people in America will be Latinos. And among that population, 70% of U.S. Hispanics report that they're Catholic, 23% Protestant, and 6% no religious affiliation. And then among the 23% who report that they're Protestant, 85% say they're born-again Christians and belong to an evangelical church. So we have a great opportunity to reach out to them right here in this country, Dave, but so often we don't know how to reach out to them. So today we're going to talk to Jose Delgado about understanding Hispanic culture and what we can do to reach them with God's financial principles.
While you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, we'll be back with our guest today, Jose Delgado, right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I get the privilege of introducing you to Jose Delgado. Jose, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you today. I know you have a passion to teach God's financial principles, especially to Latinos, and there's a very direct reason why that's a passion of yours. Share a little bit of your testimony with our audience, Jose.
Oh, well, you can notice by my accent already, I was born in Spain, and I grew up in Puerto Rico, which is my home of my parents. So we lived there for a long time in my life, and grew up in church, but really met Christ when I was somewhere around 22 years old and had the opportunity to go to the mission field and fulfill God's calling in my life later on as now as a pastor, that part of what I'm doing right now as well.
Well, Jose, you grew up in an affluent home. Your father was a physician, right?
Yes.
And you also have a college education and a postgraduate education, but you were never taught anything about finances. Is that common in the Latino culture?
It is very common. Actually, you mentioned my dad was a doctor, and in our house, he was doing pretty good, but we weren't as I thought it could have been in a doctor's house, you see. And they struggled. They had their times of struggle as well, and later on we helped them a little bit. We had to come in and help them a little bit because there was no teaching at all. They didn't manage it that same way. We didn't learn it by example. We didn't see it, and that's the way that it is with most of Latin Americans. It is that way.
Jose, you encountered Christ as an adult, and then shortly after that, you learned that God had financial principles besides just principles of salvation and walking in righteousness and growing in the fruit of the Spirit, but very practical lessons about handling money. How did you learn those, and what difference did they make in your life?
Well, I learned those a little bit later in my life. I was already working. I was planning to get married with my wife now, and she was actually the one that learned a little bit more about it first, and she came back to me, and we discussed it, and we actually practiced it. And that was a turning point in my spiritual life as well, because when you see finances in the Bible and you see that it really works and you see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and it's biblical, then because it's so common for people to think that there is no answer for finances in the Bible, that's the last place you're going to look when you're in trouble. And then you realize that it is there and it works. And God had it all planned. It's all there. Then your whole spiritual eyes open for everything else that is in the Word as well.
Well, Jose, you and Carmen wanted to get married, and then you discovered that there wasn't enough money to get married. I think there's a lot of people who just blow right past that obstacle and go into deep debt in order to get married. But the two of you didn't have any other options, and you decided you would do it God's way. Tell us what you did to prepare for your marriage.
Yeah, well, our parents weren't in the position of, either of them, were in the position of paying for our wedding, and we were a little bit grown already. We had our work. We were pretty much independent, and we spent about 6 months of our engagement, which was 1 year after we met, we got married, so half of it, we spent it planning for our wedding because we knew we had to take the responsibility of it. And so we made a plan. We saved. We made a bunch of changes in our lives, in our styles, and in many of the things that normal couples do when they're in that stage. We just sacrificed those in order for us to have the wedding that we wanted, at least my wife wanted. And in 6 months, we worked hard. We saved, we planned, and in those 6 months, the results after that was we got the wedding that my wife really wanted, and I enjoyed it too. We had enough also for our honeymoon, and we also had down payment for our first home.
And you didn't have to travel far, right? You could honeymoon in Puerto Rico, right?
Well, we did travel. We wanted to get away for a while.
You didn't honeymoon in Puerto Rico.
No. We went right across the ocean to the next island in Dominican Republic.
Okay. Now, how long have you and Carmen been married today?
We have been married 10 years, almost 11. Yeah.
And you have two wonderful children.
We do. Carlos, he's 8 years old right now, and Angelica is 5.
Jose, you had to make some sacrifices in that 6 months. You did things that a lot of people don't consider doing. You both were paying rent on separate apartments, and you decided to not pay rent any longer. Tell us what you did to avoid that cost.
Yeah, well, first of all, my wife was in the bigger apartment. Though she was sharing with other two girls, she was paying a lot of money for it, and she decided to move somewhere else where it was not as comfortable, but it was a place where she didn't have to pay that rent for that amount of time. And I came to my parents' house, and which was close enough from work and from her, and it was all right. And they say, well, you can stay here for a while, and
So those were some pretty drastic decisions. You and Carmen were 26, 27 years old.
Yes.
And so you decided to make decisions in order to achieve your goal. You didn't just worry about your goal. You did something that made it come together for you.
That's right. Exactly right.
What's happened in following God's financial principles for the last 10 years of your marriage? Since you got married, Jose, what have those principles come to mean to you and Carmen?
Well, it has been very important. For example, well, it started in those six period of that 6 months. We said, this is the right way to go. This is what works. We saw it in the Bible. We studied it together. So that started something very important in our spiritual life as well and in our marriage. We came together. The communication right away was the right one, I think, because we were doing our devotionals together, we were praying together, we were going to the Word together, and we were learning those principles back then, but it helped spring everything else that was going to be in our 10 year of marriage, or 11 now almost. It was the base of that whole marriage. We continue to do that as well.
I know Carmen was trained by Larry Burkett, wasn't
she? Yes, she was.
And I know you and Carmen both have a real passion for the Latino community. Tell us what God led you to do after learning to apply His truth in your life, Jose. Tell us what you do today.
Well, today I am I'm working here as a seminar director for Crown Financial Ministries, and it is a passion to go and speak to people and help others also avoid, if we can get them in time, avoid getting into the problems that usually people get into, and for other people, just help them, counsel them, guide them through the process of getting well financially.
Well, Jose, I know that the Latin population globally is very, very large and is growing in the United States. And there's some very specific issues relative to ministering to the Latino population in the area of finances that we want to talk about when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Jose Delgado.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today our guest is Jose Delgado. And Jose, I know you have a passion for reaching out to the Latino community and teaching them God's financial principles. And we have many people who are listening who are equipped already to reach out and teach people in the Latino community. But share with us, what are some of the specifics that a person would need to know about the worldview? What do Latinos believe about money in general that we can help them with? Give us some insight into that, Jose.
Well, there is one particular thing that comes to mind when we talk about Latinos and how they learn in their life to the whole thing about money. And one of the things that we have seen is that Latinos, usually most of us, were brought up with the sense that it's okay for us to make certain decisions based on the situation that you live in, because this is what I'm living right now, this is the reality. For example, we can hear a lot, not in verbally, but we can hear a lot, if Jesus would have lived in this particular country, he probably would have written the Bible in a different way.
Situational ethics.
Exactly.
So, Jose, give me an example of someone who practices situational ethics in regard to their finances. What kind of behavior does that result in?
Well, for example, there is one very common in these days. When you're doing something wrong, you're driving in your car and you're doing something wrong, and all of a sudden you see some lights behind you, and it's the cops just pull you over and stuff like that. It can come to mind sometimes for a Latino, mainly because of the situation that we lived in our countries. it can come to mind that you want to give them a small family or love offering, you know,
oh, no.
And just to get out of the problem that you're facing right now.
I see. So what the Bible might call a bribe in terms of the situational ethics you're speaking of, someone else might call a love offering.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I get it, Jose. Yeah. So you see that rampant in the worldview and thinking of people that you're ministering to, including Christians.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so how do you see our teaching integrated into a person's life to liberate them from that kind of thinking?
Well, first of all, you see in their faces when you're in seminars, for example, when you're doing this in front, you see their faces. I mean, they're shocked. They haven't heard this in this perspective in their life. But you also see some people, most of the people, already thinking that you can almost see the wheels turning in their heads. Like, there is a way out. I mean, there is something that I can do. You know, the Bible is teaching me here right now something that I really need to put in practice for me to save some other things that are struggling. For example, my marriage. And they're looking to their wives, they're looking to their husbands and saying, we need to do this. And people are really getting convinced and people are really going ahead and doing it.
So, Jose, you have actually seen our work and ministry have an impact on people who are living in the bondage of corruption and not even realized it.
Yeah, definitely.
You've also observed some real significant problems with management of debt in the Latino culture versus even some of the things you see here in America. What are the differences in how a Latino may view debt and some of the bondage they experience to a person who really doesn't understand the financial practices outside the U.S.?
Yeah, first of all, the problem with debt, mainly in Latin America, is because they don't know anything else. That's the only teaching that they receive towards debt is what they see, what the promotions on the TV, what they see in billboards, where they have it, and all that. So that's the only school that they have on debt. And they get into debt very bad. The thing is that we tend not to read the small letters at the end of a contract and very much. And the difference from getting in debt south of the border is that the interest rates are terrible. I mean, you see sometimes here interest rates that flows all the way to a 21, 22, 23%, and we're already crying and yelling and screaming and doing all that. And but you see something like, for example, 7, 8, 9% interest rate, but it's monthly. Rate.
So 80 or 90% a year.
Exactly. So there's no way that these people, when they are in, they can come out unless they do something really, really drastic in their life.
And how does that impact people's marriages who are in chronic financial bondage? What have you seen?
Oh, well, I mean, the percentages, the numbers talk by themselves. I mean, the statistics that exist out there are incredible. Here you're talking about somewhere around the 50s, something like that. 50% people that get married get divorced. Over there, it's a little bit more than that. People that are married, or they're just taught because of the culture. There are some differences on how to view marriage over in Latin America, in some countries in Latin America, and sometimes they don't go probably all the way to divorce, but the household is a mess, and they have to learn to live like that. And probably there's some abuse and some other things that take place in the home that you have to deal with later.
Well, Jose, I know that you and Carmen have been through a personal trial that I would love for you to share with our audience so we can be praying for you and Carmen.
Sure. Well, actually, in December last 2008, we received news that my wife had breast cancer, something that we weren't expecting in our life, but she does, and she's been going through treatment, and we have been going half a year already on chemotherapy. Now we're looking into surgery in the summer, and then later on in the year, radiation as well. But God has been really good in our lives, and we have learned a lot in the process, and we have seen His hand working in our lives. So we're doing great in that sense, but we're facing some other things that has to happen in her life so that she can recover completely.
And how can we be praying for Carmen?
Well, strength for once. She is a strong woman, but sometimes you can't really see that she's had enough of this, all chemicals going into her body and now facing surgery and all that recovery. And she needs strength in her life. So that would be mainly the request that I have.
Well, Jose, it has been a joy having you on Money Life today. Will you come back sometime?
I will. It's been great for me, too.
Well, God bless you and your work around the world, Jose.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I don't know about you, but I learned a lot today.
Well, Jose is just great, isn't he? And I just love him to death. It's a privilege to get to work with him. And I do hope that our audience prays for Jose and his work and also for his wife, Carmen. And they're going through a very difficult time. So I do appreciate it if our listeners would pray for Carmen Delgado. Dave, I learned so much talking to Jose because oftentimes we tend to view the world through our own cultural paradigm. And we think everybody's got the same problems we have, but oftentimes they have it much worse. And Jose made that really, really clear today, that there are several things happening through this ministry that go far beyond anything we could even imagine. You know, what Jose said is that we're confronting corruption, that in certain cultures of the world, relativism is rampant. And so people do what's right in their own eyes for whatever is necessary at the time. And we see that all over the world, not just in one culture. We're even seeing it in American culture today, where corruption, bribery, all of those terrible things are happening, which destroy the foundations of an economy. But God's word confronts corruption. It helps you to understand that you need to be integrated with what you say you believe and how you practice your beliefs. And the scripture brings that to bear. You also heard him say that when you understand God's financial principles, it saves marriages. That there's a very high divorce rate in other parts of the world, or they stay together, but it becomes very, very abusive. But by teaching God's word around finances, we're actually able to see marriages saved. And then finally, we see people liberated from chronic generational financial bondage. Dave, as he said, oftentimes where there are no usury laws, the interest rates are just terrible. There are some things that control that here in the U.S., but you get outside of this culture and you will see loan sharks literally enslave people through their lending practices. And when we go in, we see people actually liberated from all of those terrible problems. You know, Dave, I want to take just a moment and talk to our listeners, and I especially want to talk to those of you who would identify yourself as a regular listener. So many people that email me say, Chuck, I've been listening since Larry Burkett started the radio broadcast. I've never quit. So many of those people listen all the time. I want to ask you specifically for your help. You know the summer months are the most difficult months for ministries, and we just launched into the front end of our summer. The average single gift to this ministry is $75. And if you're one of those regular listeners, share the joy of spreading God's word, not only throughout the U.S., but throughout Latin America and around the world. Join us with a gift this summer.
Well, to send a gift to Crown Financial Ministries, you can do that by dialing toll-free 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976. Or you can donate online at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.